It's Sunday the 11th of December. You're listening to the Pod Report, and we're going to be bringing global justice straight to your ear. Hello, Pod Report.
Have a nice day.
Welcome to the Pod Report. I'm Andy Parnell, the host for the show, and I hope you had a pleasant week this week. I certainly have. A nice relaxing weekend. And tonight we're going to be talking about the World Trade Organization 6th Ministerial Meeting that's occurring in Hong Kong this week on the 13th of December. That will go on to the 18th of December. And we're also going to be featuring a little bit about what the WTO is all about, the various different meetings that have gone in the past, including the last one that was in Edinburgh in July. And we're also going to be talking about what's wrong with the current round of negotiations and why it's certainly not going to be favouring developing countries this sixth round. So more on that a little bit later on during the show. And if you'd like to visit our website, go to www.podreport.podomatic.com. So that's www.podreport.podomatic.com. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can. You need to go and email us at podreport@podomatic.com. Okay, so we've also got coming up an exclusive interview with Camcorder Gorillas, and they're based up in Scotland. And what they are is about 30 media activists that go around and record everything from documentaries to news events and so on in and around Scotland. And they've produced some really good films called, the first one's called Dungavel, which is about the refugee detention centre up in Scotland. And the second one is called Why Close the G8, which they made just before July for the G8 up in Edinburgh. And that's a really good film. Go and see it. You can find out more about those films and Camcorder Gorillas in general if you go to www.camcordergorillas, spelled G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A-S. That's camcordergorillas, one word, .net. So www.camcordergorillas.net. Find out more about them. They're a brilliant collective of media activists. And they're doing what we're doing in the podcasting world, but for video. So they do produce some really good work. Okay, so just quickly going back to the WTO ministerial, I mean, what you've got going on there is a development round known as the Doha Development Round. It was called the Doha Development Round because as of 2001, they wanted to emphasize developing countries. Why? Because developing countries didn't think they were really getting a good deal out of all this trade liberalisation, so-called trade liberalisation. And anyway, so what's on the cards this time round? Well, what's happened is the G8 countries, the West has said to the developing countries, look, if we'll open up our agricultural markets in exchange for opening up your public services, so that you can privatise them and sell them off to us, and also in exchange for more access to your industrialised markets. So very much a strange negotiation going on around here. And the World Trade Organization is supposedly supposed to be about bringing developing countries to develop them on and so on and have progress there. And that's what supposedly freeing up trade is supposed to do. In reality, I would say that the World Trade Organization is a temple of contradictions. And just on that note, I think a particular artist is called for here. Her name is Anne Davies, and here's her lovely song called Temple of Contradictions.
Who's this with the Temple of Contradictions? No, that's not me, I never do that. Don't try to tell me differently. Don't make me face up to my hypocrisy. 'Cause I've been spinning to the wind, I've been chasing fire. This wandering heart of mine's traded integrity for compromise. Can you help these concrete feet walk away from temptation? Godspeed. I'm weakening like the seams in my worn out faded jeans. Hey God, can you come and clean up my insides? I'm tired of whitewashing the outside. Here's my unfed heart bleeding down my sleeve. Can you hear it beating out? Forgive me, forgive me. Can you hear it beating out, forgiving me? I say I'm an honest person. So when did my tongue become coated with white lies? I say I'm a wholesome woman. So how come I've been in the dark too much with this guy? I feel like a basket that keeps trying to hold water. I feel like a traitor, kisses his friend then turns him over. Hey God, can you help these concrete feet walk away from temptation? Godspeed. I'm weakening like the seams in my worn out faded jeans. Hey God, can you come and clean up my insides? I'm tired of whitewashing the outside. Here's my unveiled heart bleeding down my sleeve. Can you hear it beating out? Forgive me, forgive me. Can you hear it beating out? Forgive me. Godspeed. I'm weakening like the seams in my worn out faded jeans. Hey God, can you come and clean up my insides? I'm tired of whitewashing the outside. Here's my unfilled heart bleeding down my sleeve. Can you hear it beating out? Forgive me, forgive me. Can you hear it beating out?
Okay, welcome back to the Pod Report. The WTO, the World Trade Organization Sixth Ministerial, that's coming up on the 13th in the next few days. What we've got going on is basically it's a temple of contradictions, and developing country trade negotiators are going to need a wing and a prayer, should we say, in order that they don't give in to temptation and take on what's offered on the table. So let's just see what's up for grabs on this table. And effectively, what you've got is a very bad deal that's going to be laid out on this table, and I would say that no deal is better than a bad deal. So, I doubt it, but if a developing country trade negotiator is listening to this pod report, then obviously you don't want to take what's on the table, this Doha development round. Well, what is on the table? Well, we've got key items up for negotiation are the services, which is covered by the General Agreement on Trade in Services, or GATS as it's known. And that's about liberalising your public services like your water utilities, your electricity, telecoms, and so on. And also on the table is industrial goods, which is covered under the Non-Agricultural Market Access, or NAMA as it's known. And finally, agriculture. So let's just go through each one of these and just have a quick look as to what's being on offer by the EU, and let's see what's going to happen. So the EU has made proposals aimed at curtailing this flexibility, the flexibility that's supposed to be guaranteed by developing countries. I mean, the idea of GATS originally was supposedly that you would only sign up to how much so-called flexibility that you wanted by only offering those public services that you really wanted to the global market, or in other words, Western companies. And that's kind of on the table, is to whittle away that. So the EU is going to be setting things like benchmarking, which sets minimum quantitative targets for the number of commitments that countries have to make in the GATS list of service sectors, qualitative parameters, which sets minimum qualitative standards for how much countries liberalise in each sector. In other words, things like a certain percentage, I would say, and also sectoral plurilateral approaches, creating a mandatory process to force countries to engage in group-style negotiations and or sector-specific negotiations. So, for example, the EU's benchmarking proposal includes the demand that developing countries increase the number of subsectors committed to GATS by 86% compared to 31% for developed countries. This proposal would not apply to the least developed countries, but big deal, because even the developing countries are still under threat here. So that's what's on the table for the GATT stuff. Under the industrial goods side of things, again, this is just another mechanism to get in, to take away any protectionist policies that are going on in developing countries to protect infant industries. So it's the draft text proposes what is called a Swiss formula for developing countries, which seeks to even out industrial tariffs at a uniformly low level. Such sweeping liberalisation of industrial goods could prompt another wave of de-industrialisation and increased unemployment, similar to that which happened across sub-Saharan Africa after liberalisation in the 80s and 90s. So it's hard to see how this is consistent with the idea of a development round, but anyway, that's what's being put on the table for from the EU. And finally, in agriculture, agriculture has become perceived as the key development concern in the current talks. What you've got is the EU offering developing countries an offer on agriculture by taking away, cutting its cap. It needs to anyway, because it can't afford to have all 26 countries, including the Eastern European countries that are now part of the EU. It needs to cut back on common agricultural policy subsidies. And so it has to do it anyway. So it's now going to offer the developing countries more access to their markets in exchange for them caving into the first two issues that I mentioned. That is the GATS idea, the trade in services, and taking away any protectionist policies over infant industries, over industrial sectors within developing countries. So, what's that give? What does it do? It's effectively, it drives a wedge between those countries that are industrialized, like your Asian tigers, like Brazil, like India, like China, and opens up a wedge between those types of countries and the other countries, like your sub-Saharan African countries that mostly, and your Caribbean countries and so on, that mostly rely upon agricultural exports for their development. So what kind of deal is it? It's a deal to divide and rule the various different stakeholders between the least developed countries and the more developed countries. So it's quite innovative. If you're one of these EU negotiators that believe in liberalization as long as it benefits us. And of course, it's very destructive. And I would suggest that the only way to deal with this issue is to don't take the deal, basically. Drop any idea of having this as a deal on the table. Basically, say no, because no deal is better than a bad deal. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is about the worst deal that you can possibly have. It's designed to divide and rule. And I can see that the talks will break down at this particular ministerial anyway. So that's my prediction. I don't think any deal will come from this. And I'm confident, after seeing what's happened at the G8, that developing countries will reject this offer. Anyway, we're now going to move on. I'm just going to have another quick break before we move on to our final interview with Indigo from Camcorder Gorillas.
Find a shovel and dig deep down. I wanna wait so still and quiet till you come and find me. So I'm scared, spitless. I'm not as brave as I once was. So I'm here, shaking, runny, messy, pretty pathetic. Can you hear me from where you are? Will you meet me where the roads cross? 'Cause I am almost desperate, broken in spirit. I am almost admitting that I've never felt so lost. Where the roads cross, where the roads cross. I guess I'm disenchanted with what I've left and forsaken. Truth is, I have no other place to go. I'm a nomad in the making. Scabs on my knees from crawling, calluses on the soles of my feet. All the mileage it's taken me to learn how to be weak, how to be needy. Can you hear me from where you are? Will you meet me where the roads cross? 'Cause I am almost desperate, broken in spirit. I am almost admitting that I've never felt so lost. Where the roads cross, where the Assure me that you're close and the distance, 'cause sometimes it feels like there's a universe between us where the roads cross, where the roads cross.
And Davies with Where the Roads Cross. You can go to www.anndavismusic.com. That's anndavismusic.com to find out more about her. She's a great artist, fully respect her, and she's from the Mississippi area in the USA. Okay, we've got... a very good interview that we did a few weeks back with Indigo from Camcorder Gorillas, and this is what he had to say. Right, so this is the Pod Report. I'm here at the Media Awards, the MISTI Awards in Swansea, the Bill and Thomas Centre, and I've got before me a group from Glasgow. And what's the name of your group?
Well, the group is called Camcorder Gorillas.
Camcorder Gorillas. And you get out there with your camcorders and do media activities.
That is right. Yeah. We are basically doing it in Scotland. It's a local issue.
Up in Glasgow.
Yeah, in Glasgow.
That's it. And your name is?
My name is Indigo.
Indigo.
Indigo, yes.
Yeah, excellent. And there's four of you in your team, or?
No, in our team is Camcorder. This is our 30 members.
30 members?
Yeah, hey, because 30 members. We are here, four of us. Only,
four of us.
We
yeah.
cannot come 30 of us all the way from Glasgow to Swansea, but we are here, four of us.
And I hear that, I saw you on stage there, you've actually got awarded a media award.
We did, that's right. That's right. An award. We have actually had three awards so far, and we've been in operation for 2 years and a half.
Two and a half years.
Yeah, and in those 2 years we have had Real to Real Award in Glasgow, which is organized with one of the universities there. Yes. And then it's actually, we had an award for Amnesty International.
Oh, good
for one of the things we did with refugees. And then we had this award in the MISTI Awards 2005. This is great. We have three awards. We are tiny and microscopic organization, but still with three awards.
2.5 years, three awards, you could ask more for that.
That's amazing, yeah.
I was just thinking, you were up there for the GA recently.
We did, yeah.
And what did you do, at the GA?
What before the GA, because we are based in Scotland, and it was very important that we had an input in the GA beforehand. So what we did is we made a video called Why Close GA? Why Close GA? It's a video to inform people about the issues that were going to be discussed in the GA, and a call for action for people to know the dates of the different protests in the week.
So informing, making sure that people are aware of what's going on.
That's right. That's right.
And were you at any of the direct actions that were going up there?
We were in most of it. Because our idea is to make a film called After Tech GA Reflections, which is about what happened for the activists in there, and what happened to the protesters, and what was the response of the mainstream media, what was the response of the police. And basically we want to, that's our next thing in the pipeline, what happened after. So this is important. We were documenting every section, every day of the activists.
Yeah, I mean, I was up there. One thing I did notice about that whole, I was at the Heath Festival, and I saw Bob Geldof, and I had a chat with him. I said, look, Bob, mate,
you know, can you sign up to our Ancient Forest campaign to protect this, the Ancient Forest for your book in the future, making the pressure on the publishers in case of, you know, you are not into that. I might have a look at it later, I never did. But it seems like LiveX sort of overshadowed your PX. Is that what you felt about that?
It did, but I think it was an organized hijacking event by capitalists, because both Geldof and Bono, they are capitalists. They are not anti-capitalists, and capitalism is the problem of the problems of the world at the moment. Climate change and Africa and poverty, they are directly related to how much we have here, how little we have here. So both Geldof and Bono, what they were doing, they were actually working on behalf of the government, the capitalist government, to minimize the effects of the GDA. And the real protesters who were protesting causes which are anti-capitalist.
Well, I said a few weeks back to our listeners that I had heard directly from the industry organizers that Bob Geldof actually rang up them and said, look, cancel your big march, you know, the 2nd of July. Cancel your big march, they said to me. And they said, look, you know, Bob actually rang up and said, cancel it because I'm having live aid, so don't have that event. Can you believe that?
I could believe that, yes. I could believe that because Bob Geldof is not representative of the movement. He's hijacking the movement.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. Jonathan Ross, which is a presenter of the BBC, he was paid £65,000 for his input in presenting the live aid event. If you are thinking about poverty, global deprivation, and inequalities in the world, how can it be that people who are working for independence, that is not volunteering? They are not volunteering, they are getting paid. Not a bit of money, they are getting very large amounts of money for a few hours of their time.
For the doctors,
it is absolutely for the doctors. And you can see that some of the bands that they were playing may not have directly paid lots of money, but their sales in the records have gone up. So what do you deduct from that is that they have a vested interest. It's not for the people in Africa, it's not for solving poverty, it's for their bank accounts. They have a very wealthy situation.
I mean, I think I found that if you looked at the actual, I mean, if you, I was there, I mean, both at the event and, you know, not the live aid event, but I was up there in Edinburgh. And what I did notice was that when you actually looked at the, you know, what was going on the TV, what I saw, probably what you saw, was, how do we say this? It was no political messages between the bands or anything. None of the bands were giving any of the messages. The only one that got close to it was probably Sting.
That's absolutely right. What they were saying all the time is, 8 men in a room can change the world. Wrong.
Yeah.
Because they are not there to change the world. They are not there to make the world as inequal as it has been before in the future. So basically, they are not representative of the movement. They are not representative of the people who were honestly protesting. They are just not. And I think it was counterproductive what they did, because it's basically to say to people, if you come to this concert, you are doing something against poverty. Yeah. If you want to do something against poverty, you have to do much more than going to the concert or watching the television. Because that's totally false.
So, I mean, from what I noticed, your group is very multicultural, and, you know, you get out there on the front lines and record and get a list of what's going on. And then you get the shout in many different languages. How do you manage all that?
Many different languages within our group.
Yeah.
We're speaking English, all of us are speaking English, because we are based in Scotland and in Glasgow. So we are speaking English.
Yeah, right.
So, even if there's many languages within our group, because there's many nationalities involved, our common language is British English.
So, I mean, you then get that at the.
Our video and our DVD, when we did this, the best actually is the other ready to go. Okay. The the biggest distribution deal of a DVD we did before the GA.
Yeah.
And it was a DVD, that DVD I was mentioning before, quite close to the GA. This DVD, to get the biggest audience as possible, we made it into 5 different languages.
Mm.
So you could select the language you wanted to see. And it was distributed by the Big Issue in Scotland the week before the GA, and 33,000 copies were made for people who bought the Big Issue.
So people that bought the Big Issue could get audio DVDs for free, 30,000 of them.
30,000 of them in 5 different languages.
Nice one. And one final thing, you know, in terms of the listeners out there, where can they go to find out more about you and your group and your 30-odd videos?
We've got the website page.
What's your website page?
Which is www.camcordergorillas.com. .net.
Okay. Cool.
That's our website page. So we can go there, and then we have information about the films we have made so far and the different things we got in the pipeline.
And are they able to? Do you have the low quality res ones online so they can do videos?
Yes, we got some of them, and actually we are thinking of improving the website page to have more of them. We don't have all of them at the moment. We have some samples.
Good stuff. Have you ever thought about video podcasts?
That will be a very interesting thing. We will have to speak to you about it because we don't know anything about it.
Right.
Anything that can help to distribute the work we do, because the work we do is about informing people about issues, local issues, but with global impact that are happening in Glasgow, Scotland.
Well, I have a chat tomorrow about how you can video podcast. I mean, because one of the things that Pod Report is trying to do is to show people about this new medium and so on, and how there's audio podcasting, which is the big thing. But for videographers, it's probably easier just to do video podcasting, which is quite similar. And we'll have a chat tomorrow about that.
Okay, welcome back into the studio. As usual, we've run out of time, but we always do every week, so that's nothing unusual. So I hope you know a lot more about the World Trade Organization, and I hope I've explained it easily enough so that everyone can understand it. Clearly, it's not a good deal for developing countries, and if you'd like to check out the show notes, you can go to www.podreport.podomatic.com. So that's www.podreport.podomatic.com. And finally, you can email us at podreport@podomatic.com. Okay, I hope you have a good week coming up, and no doubt I will too. Cheers now.